Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
David, how you doing today, man?
Nathan, I'm good. How are you?
I am excited. I'm predicting a good show today.
Oh, that was a terrible inside baseball joke. Okay. And speaking of baseball, it is rare that we quote baseball players on Copywriters Podcast. It is rare. But today we are going to quote a great one, Yogi Berra. He said, "It is difficult to make predictions, especially about the future." But as intrepid copywriters, we do the difficult. Actually, stories about the future are very useful and effective in copy. They're probably not exactly what you think, though. You may be using some of the stories we talk about today already, and you may not realize they're future stories. And some of the stories we talk about will probably be new to you as well. But here's the most important thing to remember. When you can get your prospect to imagine a future where they already own or have bought what you are selling, and they attach a positive feeling to it, then closing the sale becomes so much easier. There's one more important thing to remember too, and this is that copy is powerful. You're responsible for how you use what you hear on this podcast, and most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, and business opportunity, well, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. Now, of course, even the smartest copywriters can't really see into the future. At least most of us can't. So the kind of stories we're talking about today are more aspirational than predictive. But that doesn't make them any less effective. Now, this is important. We are not talking about making specific claims or promises of outcomes that could raise the eyebrows of regulators and, sooner or later, the ire of our customers. Those kind of stories are very alluring, but dangerous and, in general, bad for business. We're talking about possibilities, hopes and dreams, visions and feels, and presenting them clearly as possibilities. The stories we'll talk about today help prospects imagine themselves living a better life, or, in the case of the last category, living beyond their years. And these stories show how and why this is possible. Stories like these work because, in fact, we all have hopes and dreams. What these stories do is help your prospects become more aware of the dreams they already have and see how your offer gives them a pathway to pursue those dreams and give them a better shot at realizing them. What we do when we use these stories is help prospects see the positive future they imagine is already within reach, which will make them more likely to go for our offer. Okay, so we got three types of stories about the future we're going to talk about today. Future-pacing stories, promises of transformation, and legacy building. And before we dig in, I want to say that your use of these stories is not limited by the product you're selling. In many cases, it's only limited by your imagination and ingenuity and your ability to make something fit in context. Does that bring up any memories or predictions or thoughts?
Before we even jump into it, I want to get your take on something. When you start getting into mindset and you start getting into like consciousness, there's kind of this idea that goes around that everything starts from an idea. That if you can't even imagine it, everything that's around us started in somebody's imagination and their belief that it was possible in the future. And then they started building it. But it starts as a prediction. Hey, I predict that I'm going to do this with my life. I predict that. And sometimes it comes true, sometimes it doesn't. But without that prediction, it's just not possible. And then, are you familiar with a thinker from back in the day called Neville Goddard?
Oh yeah, I have one of his books signed by Joe Vitale.
Okay, Joe Vitale also preaches the same thing, the practice of getting clear on what you think the future will be kind of influences what the future will be. And so our own practice, this is something that a lot of us do. We make predictions about what we want to happen and it becomes more likely. And it sounds like in your copy, you can help your prospects do that. You can help them envision a future, make a prediction about the future that leads to them making a purchase from you to help that fall into line.
Wow, that's great. I had not thought about it from that angle. But yeah, I mean, I think to a large degree and not exclusively, we create the future with our thoughts. And this is helping a prospect create their future with their thoughts. And your product just happens to be part of it.
Yeah, a little bit woo, but I'm seeing the connection there.
Well, you know, I mean, vision is a fairly accepted thing. I mean, the mechanics or the metaphysics of it are, I would say, fluid. And I don't know, maybe some people can do it more than others. And sometimes it happens more than other times. But yeah, I think what you're saying connects to this in a very important way, in a real way.
And
but maybe not a totally understood or 100% of the time dependable way.
And to just bring it back to material reality, if I don't believe that I can do something, if I don't believe that your product will help me get, if I can't even conceive the future that I want that your product can help me get, I'm not going to purchase. But if you can help me believe it, if you can help me see it, then I probably am going to purchase. So with that said, let's go ahead and jump back into it.
All right. I had no idea we were going in that direction, but I'm glad we did. All right. So the first kind of stories are future pacing stories. And these are kind of the simplest. They're just, well, future pacing is a technique where you present a possible future to your prospect that they might like better than the present they are living in right now. And to put a story like this together and make it effective in copy, first you have to map out what will be different for your prospect once they are successfully using your product. Now, this goes beyond the features of the product and even just the bare bones benefits, and it goes into the environment and the situation where your prospect lives and how it will be affected when the benefits of your product have taken hold. Future pacing is pretty easy. Let's take a smart home, which terrifies me, but I know a lot of people are into it, and more people will be selling it. So I'm going to put my Luddite resistance aside just for this example. And the one sentence version of a future pacing story for a smart home could go like this. Imagine a world where your home adjusts to your needs automatically, saving you time and money. Okay, so what we did there is we're painting with a broad brush picture of the whole situation. It's okay, but it's not all that persuasive. It's not all that convincing because it lacks compelling detail. Okay, I'll do it again. This time I'll put in some fine brush strokes. Okay, you've had a long day. Not an especially bad one, but not one of the best days you've ever had. The fluorescent lights in your office have just been a little too annoying. As you walk into your home, the full spectrum light gently fades in. Your favorite relaxing music starts to play in the background. You're not quite ready for recreational self-medication yet, and your home system knows this, so your coffee smartly brews itself, just the way you like it. Getting blitzed out of your mind will have to wait until later. You're happy you have Smart Home Pro because you're controlling every aspect of your environment with a simple voice command or a tap on your phone. No more fumbling for light switches or waiting for your coffee. It's all done for you, courteously and automatically. You whistle softly and say to yourself, there's no place like home.
I'm sold. I was like you at the beginning. I'm not a smart home fan. Now I'm thinking about buying one.
Yeah. Have you ever done a future pacing story like this? Probably not for smart homes, or you'd be a fan by now, because I can tell you like this idea, but other stuff?
I'm sure I probably have thousands of times. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but yeah, this is a tactic, I think, that I use pretty often.
Okay, congratulations, Nathan. You're now in the supplement business. Here's what I mean. We're going to set up a new line of supplements, and we're going to call it David and Nathan Supplements.
Nice.
Here's a future pacing story from our VSL. It's 6 months from now. You're full of energy, feeling stronger and healthier than ever. Your mornings start with vigor, and your days are filled with joy. How did you get here? It's all thanks to David and Nathan Supplements. Our all-natural capsules are designed to boost your health and vitality. Each one is packed with essential vitamins and minerals to support your active lifestyle. Say goodbye to fatigue and hello to a new, vibrant you.
Okay, I'm sold again. Man, I'm going to be broke by the end of this episode.
Wait a minute. You're a principal in the company.
I'm going to be rich.
The reason you're broke is you paid for too much inventory, but you know, you'll make it back in spades when we sell it. Now, of course, we don't have these supplements made, but it's much more compelling than saying David and Nathan Supplements will give you more energy and all the good feelings that go with that, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. Okay. Our third future pacing story is for an adventure travel app called Be There, Do That. Imagine how nice it would be to travel around the world without any hassle. Whether it's scenic routes, frozen wilderness, or sun-soaked beaches, you're enjoying every minute of it. Because your travel app, Be There, Do That, is making travel smoother and more enjoyable for you than ever before. Be There, Do That gives you real-time navigation, travel tips, and instant booking options. There's no more stress, no more delays. Just relaxed travel at its best. It's like having your own concierge with you whenever you need them. Okay, so that wraps up future pacing stories. The idea is simple. Describe a future scenario where some key benefits of your product are in play to create an environment where your prospect is enjoying them. Just remember to steer clear of specific measurable outcomes and promises of definite results, since your mileage may vary.
Okay, I've got a question for you real quick, and this might lead into the next part of the show. I've heard the concept of Hell Island and Heaven Island, and what you're describing is Heaven Island, but I've heard people say without the contrast of Hell Island, Heaven Island doesn't have the same amount of punch. So if it's, hey, this great stuff is waiting for you in the future, but we don't have something to contrast it against, like the pain that I'm going through right now, what do they say? Good times are better when you can contrast them with the bad times. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on just leaving it with the Heaven Island in your copy.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I've run into this question earlier this week, too. These stories are not the whole shebang. They are not the whole kit and caboodle. These are one section of your copy that does a certain thing. And to quote the great Gene Schwartz, copy is not written, it's assembled. So this is a brick. This is a Lego piece. Okay. But yes, this is going to work ever so much better. I mean, let's go back to your new company, our new company, David and Nathan Supplements, right? And we can say, was it hard to get that 300-pound sack of fatigue off your back this morning when you were getting up? Did you wonder how you were going to make it to the coffee maker just to get a little energy, right? I mean, So yeah, contrast is good.
Okay.
And important. And that would be true for at least the next one, probably maybe not the last one. It might be, well, we can talk about that when we get the last one. But the next one is promises of transformation. Mm. When you have a product, a service, or a course that will change a person or their life in a way that you can vividly describe, a future transformation story could be just what you need. Let's start with a program that involves your memory. The question you need to answer before you write a transformation story about this product is, what are the ways your prospect is finding their memory faulty, Hell Island, or unsatisfactory? that your program can help fix. Then build your story around the answers. So let's give it a try. What if you could remember people's names and faces quickly and effortlessly? Imagine being able to recall important information at a moment's notice. What if you had crucial details for a project at your fingertips? With our scientifically backed techniques and expert guidance, you'll enhance your memory to levels you never thought possible. Whether it's for your job or for school or just for personal growth, our course will change the way you navigate the world for the better. That's a lot better than saying, it will be a new you with a can't miss memory, isn't it? When you have some copy and the performance of the copy is mission critical, who are you going to call? Not Ghostbusters. They don't do copy critiques, last time I checked. A lot of people, from the most advanced to the up-and-coming copywriters, reach out to me. I do copy critiques. One client, Brett Alcorn, has hired me 20 times. Yep, 20 times. That's because on the very first critique I did for him, he doubled his conversions on a video sales letter. Every month, I do a handful of critiques for GKIC members. These are copywriters and small business owners who are trained and experienced, but they need another set of experienced eyes to go over their copy to take it to the next level. One A-lister told me, I go over copy like an IRS auditor. Now, I wasn't sure whether to take that as a compliment or not, but he assured me it was. He said, I can find the one flaw or several flaws in copy that no one else was able to and make winning suggestions on how to fix them. So when you need a copy critique, just go to GarfinkelCoaching.com and click on the services tab, GarfinkelCoaching.com for a critique. Thank you. And now back to the show. So by pulling up some important and desirable details, this transformation story really shows what it's going to be like once you've improved your memory. Okay, let's do another one. We're back to fitness because, you know, these days who couldn't get in a little better shape? And for this story, we're going to work on your core. How would you feel about yourself if you stood just a little taller, felt just a little stronger, and moved with one hell of a lot more confidence? This all happens because your core muscles are the foundation of this transformation, and our core bracing power program is your key to unlocking it. You've targeted and strengthened your core muscles through a series of carefully designed progressive exercises. You'll experience improved posture, reduced back pain, and a newfound sense of physical power and stability. The new you, yep, you bet, down to the core. Okay, I don't know if this is really any different from any other core strengthening program, but the transformation story gives you a good idea of how you take the prospect into the future and let them mentally experience the transformation they will hopefully experience physically after they get your program.
So going back to the Hell Island versus Heaven Island, in this particular story, if you're targeting the right person, which I kind of feel like I deal with back pain every once in a while, you don't even have to bring up the Hell Island. I already remember the last time I threw my back out and how much of a pain in the butt it was.
I know what that's like too. It's happened to me. Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point, which is sometimes you need to paint a picture of Hell Island and the picture of Heaven Island, but sometimes your picture of Heaven Island is going to be so effective that they'll paint their own picture, or they may be able to feel it even as they're reading it.
I felt it as you were reading it.
Oh, good. Let me get your credit card, and I'll create the product after you've paid for it.
I told you, I'm going to be broke by the end of this episode.
Okay, that's how powerful these stories are, everybody. Okay, let's go to the next one. Here's a transformation story for a camp where people develop themselves as they learn to ride horses. And I think this camp must be in Colorado, Nathan, because I once rode a horse in Colorado, lost my glasses. It was very traumatic. But found them too. But I've never ridden a horse in California. Okay, saddle up. Here we go. Close your eyes and see yourself riding confidently through open fields, mastering your horse with ease and feeling an unshakable sense of self-reliance and confidence. This is the new you after attending our Equa Enlighten horse riding camp. you'll learn carefully chosen and rarely taught skills of riding a horse. Not only will you like it, but the horse will like you and respect you. And you'll develop a deeper connection with yourself. You'll learn self-reliance and enjoy increased self-confidence that lasts long after you dismount. As you can see, our Equa Enlighten horse riding camp can offer you a real transformation, or so it says. And the key with this kind of story is that there's an added bonus in each case to learning a new skill or improving an existing one. You also get a new you in the bargain.
So this one in particular, the increased confidence, there was a little bit of future pacing, but there was also a, hey, there's a new life. There's a new way of life that I could have. I just think that's really powerful.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, these are categories I made up for explaining them. They're not pure categories like, you know, when there's a way to test gold to see if gold is pure or diamonds. It's not like that. It's like the main focus of this was transformation. And yes, you're right. There was some future pacing in it. Okay. So let's go to the third one. Now, this one's a little different. Legacy building. So the one part of their future that many people think about, I mean, a lot of people don't want to think about dying or getting old or... I heard this terrible joke. I don't know if this is going to make it in the Finnish podcast, that Tom Selleck, the actor in Blue Bloods, was saying the show has to continue or he's not going to be able to afford to continue to live on the ranch that he owns. And someone said, hey, Tom, have you ever heard of reverse mortgages? Okay. Oh, you don't watch TV, so you don't get it. Yes. Never mind. All right. So let's talk about legacy. The short version: create a lasting legacy for your family with our custom-made furniture that will be cherished for generations. So let's talk about this before we look at the legacy story. Furniture is expensive. Custom-made furniture is even more expensive. So there are two layers here. First, when you say legacy, you're shining a spotlight on the expected useful life of the furniture. It sounds generations. So if it costs $10,000 and it lasts 10 years, then it's $1,000 a year. If it lasts 100 years, then it's only $100 a year, just to make a simple math example. Second, turning a couch into a piece of family legacy, that alone makes it seem a lot more valuable. Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at the story. When the Robertsons first came to me, they had a vision of a living room that would add warmth and a special character to their home. Furniture that embodied their family values: quality, craftsmanship, and enduring beauty. I worked with them to choose the finest materials that matched what they had in their vision. I took special care to build furniture that would last four generations. When we delivered the final piece, they were more than satisfied. They were ecstatic. That's how you get when you see your dream realized in physical form. Years later, the children have grown up, and now the grandchildren play on the same sofa where their grandparents once read them bedtime stories when they stayed over. The furniture has become a powerful connection between generations, a lasting part of the Robertson legacy. And this is the magic of custom furniture. It is an investment in your family, a way to create a legacy that will be cherished for generations to come. Okay, were you thinking about Bella when I was reading that?
Actually, I was thinking about my grandparents. And what I really love about this is we all want purpose. We all want to know that our lives mattered. And I'm thinking of all the Christmases I spent at my grandparents' house, all the Thanksgiving dinners at their table, the couch that we would sit at and watch movies, watch the old Disney Channel movies. And if that couch was passed down after my grandparents were gone, every time I sit on that couch, I remember all of those. It's like they're still there, that legacy. Every time I sit down to eat some food at that table, it's like they're still there. And so as far as predicting the future, I think the prediction is here. I'm going to live on. I'm going to live on in the memories. I'm going to live on in the good times that are shared after I'm gone because of this legacy furniture. So it just, I don't know how to end this little rant, but yeah, man, that's what was going through my mind.
Well, what I'm loving is that you are showing how these stories work by sharing, you know, your inner process, because this is how they work with other people too. Now, other people may not be as articulate as you are or as willing to articulate as you are, but this is why they're so powerful. Let's try another one. This one's a little wilder. It's a personal time capsule. Imagine your great-grandchildren discovering a carefully curated set of your memories with our personal time capsule. You can create a unique legacy that will connect your life to those in generations to come. Our time capsules are designed to preserve your most cherished items and messages in a way that withstands the test of time. Fill it with letters, photos, mementos, and more, and set a date for it to be opened by your descendants. Create a bridge to the future. Click here to get your personal time capsule and start preserving your legacy today. Your future generations will cherish the glimpse into your world. That could work, right?
Yeah. You know what it also reminds me of is a lot of people that write a autobiography just for their family. That's not to get published. It's not to hit the New York Times top 10. But it's, hey, I want to give you a glimpse of the life that I lived. It kind of appeals to that same, it's like a prediction, but it's also kind of going back. So it's kind of, it's got both directions in time going for it.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. All right, well, let's kick it up a notch with a modern, more interactive version. Imagine your loved one stepping into a virtual world where they can experience your life story, see your achievements, and relive your memories. Our virtual reality legacy experience offers a groundbreaking way to showcase your legacy. Our program lets you document your life in vivid detail. From personal milestones to professional achievements, your story will be brought to life in a way that future generations can explore and cherish. Leave a living legacy like no other. Get your life story remembered in a way like no other with a virtual reality legacy experience. Your journey deserves to be experienced. Make it happen today.
Okay. As long as I don't have to share the memories of my internet search history, I'm okay with that one.
I was having very similar thoughts as I was working on this. And I suppose at least every other male would think that. Okay. So that wraps up today's show. Stories that predict the future include future pacing stories, transformation stories, legacy stories. And you know what? I'd like to recommend a handy resource. You can get better at all your stories with my new book, The Persuasion Story Code. It's available exclusively on Amazon, Kindle, paperback, and Audible, at least in the U.S. And we'll put a link in the show notes.
All right. And for the video viewers only, I got to say, I love the fact that you have tabs to remind you of pages inside of your own book. That's awesome.
Yeah, tabs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
Nice.
Well, yeah, it's hard to keep track of all that stuff sometimes. Yeah.
I just kind of want to finish off with just driving this home. If you can envision it, you can create it. And all of these things that we went over today are tools to help them envision the better future that is made possible by the purchase. If it's just, hey, buy these supplements or hey, buy this smart home, it doesn't have that appeal. But if you can help me envision the future that I'm going to have, you've gone a long way to getting me to actually make that purchase. So just very powerful stuff. And I would recommend going back and listening to this and then looking for areas in your copy where you can start using this and utilizing it, because it is powerful stuff.
Yeah. All I can say is, here, I second that motion. Yeah.
All right. And if you want to get the show notes for this, we'll have a link to David's book in the show notes for this episode. Go on over to copywriterspodcast.com, and I predict plenty of more fantastic episodes just like this one in the future. So while you're there, make sure that you subscribe. And until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later.
Hey, did you enjoy today's show? Want to help get it into the ears of more listeners? Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Copy and Funnels Podcast Network.